We're in the middle of Simon Samach Dalet, so we're up to Seif Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Hayimahalech Baderech. Person was walking, Veratza Likros Kriyashma, and he wants to say Kriyashma at that time. Sarech Lamad Pasik Rishon. He has to stop walking for the first Pasik. So this is talking about, even though we said in the previous Seifim that it's mutter to read Kriyashma, that you're allowed to say Kriyashma in a somewhat casual fashion, he says, but for the first pasuk, which is the Iker Mitzvah Kriyashma, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes points out that you're really supposed to stop and be Yotzei the Mitzvah Ba'amida, where it doesn't matter whether you're standing or sitting, either way you're okay. But he says, B'di'evet, if you read it while you were Mahalech, he even said the first pasuk while you were Mahalech, so you're still Yotzei B'di'evet, you don't have to repeat it. Okay. But then at the end of Sifkat and Yud, the Mishnah Berurah is describing, let's say a person is sitting in a wagon. Does he have to stop the wagon? He says, no, you could have Kavana sitting in a wagon or riding on a boat or something like that. But what say you're riding on an animal? So he says, Machlogas Achronim, and therefore it's Kedai to be Machmir. We're talking about a mitzvah Daraisa here, so it's Kedai to be Machmir and to Dafka stop riding and or stop the animal or come down off the animal, etc. So this obviously is true for someone driving a car. Riding in the car, that's like riding in a wagon. You can have kavan all you want, but driving the car, you have to stop driving the car and say the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema at least. And then we said, what includes the first pasuk? Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkat Yud Aleph, that Baruch Shem is included in the first pasuk. And he said, then he says, there's some more machmir until Al Luvavecha. She said until those words, be'amida, and then you can continue walking after that. Siv Dalet, says the Mechaber, Iker Akavana hu b'pasuk rishon. The main kavana person is supposed to have is during the first pasuk. Hilkoch im karav lo kiven li b'pasuk rishon lo yotzei de chovasa. Person is not yotzei if he doesn't have kavana during the first pasuk, v'chozer v'korei, and you have to go back and say the first pasuk again. Even someone who holds in general mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana, which the mice of the mechaber paskin mitzvah tzrichas kavana, but there's a significant portion of rishonim will hold mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana. So therefore, even if you wanted to be makel like those rishonim, so you can't say that over here because this is a special mitzvah, a special type of kavana of kabbalah sol machla shemayim, nothing to do with the kavana of, oh, what I'm doing now is a mitzvah. Therefore, you need this special kavanah. Just in Sifkat and Yudalid, Mishnah Berurah points out that you should be careful. If you have to repeat the first pasuk, you should say it quietly. As we've discussed before, you don't want to be mechseh kimakabalah of shtei reshiyos. That you said Shema to one God, and now Chalila v'chas, you're saying God number two, I'm also mekabel your malch Shema. That's not acceptable. You have to be very careful not to make it look like that. So he says, there, let's say you said Shema, and you're all the way in Vahaya now, and then you realize you just did not have Kavana for the first Pasuk. So you have to go back and say the whole parsha of Shema again, because if you go back to having the Kavana, and then it's and at the end, that's called Korei L'Mafreya, and we said you're not supposed to read it out of order. And therefore you got to start again from the beginning. Let's say you were in the middle of the parsha of Vahayim Shema, so you should finish until Vayomer, then you go back to say Shema through Vahayim Shema, till Vahayim Shema, then you could say Vayomer after that. Okay, Sifhei, Im Haya Yashin, Mitzarin Oso, Umeirin Oso, Aj Yikra Pasik Rishon, Hu Er Mamish. So let's say a person was falling asleep at night. Happens sometimes, a person needs to repeat Kriyashma, and he's falling asleep, he's forgetting to say Kriyashma. So you got to make sure he's completely awake for the first Pasik. Mikan Ve'elach, you don't have to force the person to be completely awake in order to say the rest of Kriyashma. Even if you're nodding off as you say it. But as we'll see, the key is you actually have to say the words. If you don't say the words, then it doesn't count for anything. But if you're nodding off as you say it, you still yotzei b'di'evid with that. And then Rama just says, v'din shasu yayin v'shikur, so we'll talk about a person who is drunk a little later. Just a one ha'ara here from the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tazayin. He says that that if a person actually falls asleep and doesn't say the words, then he's definitely not Yotzei, because you have to at least say all three parts of Kriyat Shema. Then he goes off and he explains that this is a big machlokas Rishonim, how much of Kriya Shema is Daraisa? He says there's a there's some who say just the first pasuk is Daraisa, some say the first parsha, and some say the second parsha is also min haTorah. And then he throws in that everybody agrees Parsha Tzitzis is min haTorah because of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, there's a lot to say on that, but the Mishnah Berurah just leaves it b'kitzur.